Proclamation number 8604 of 2nd of September, 1963. Responsibility before worldly power. And in the world you will be hated for my name's sake. As soon as you stand up for me and my kingdom, you will also have many opponents, for people will always turn away more and more from the faith. They will always be more in bondage to the world and thus to my adversary, and they will always hate my followers and seek to corrupt them. But you stand under my protection. The work for me is so urgently necessary in the last time before the end that I will certainly also protect my servants who take care of this work, because I also possess power over my opponent, and he will not be able to harm you as long as I hold my hands protectively over you. But you are also to know that you will not remain unhindered, that you will be exposed to hostilities, but which you overcome with my help. My adversary will seek to extinguish the light that exposes him, and he will always find enough followers who will do his bidding and take action against you, who will harass you wherever and however they can. People's unbelief also impels them to hostile all who stand in faith. You certainly do not harm them, even if you offer them my word, but they are driven by my opponent and will therefore show hatred and scorn towards you, because you stand up for me, because you preach love, which is no longer present among men. And you will also be called to account by the worldly power, which wants to forbid you your work. But even then you need not be afraid, because I will put the words into your mouth, and your opponents will not be able to answer you. Although they persist in spitefulness and seek to intimidate you through threats. But you, who are active on my behalf, will not come to harm through these opponents, because I know to guide you so that you escape the hostilities and still can work in silence for me and my kingdom. Because there are still many souls, which need your help, which I still want to address through you, and which exactly through those enemies become attentive and demand enlightenment. And also from those ranks individual men come detach themselves from the opposition and feel addressed. Because you will always work for a blessing when you are active for me and my kingdom. And if you see no success with men, then this is still certain in the kingdom on the other side, and now also the souls will have an effect again from the hereafter on men, who are close to them, as soon as they themselves could first come to the light. I know it that your activity is not in vain, and therefore I will also erect a protective wall around you, behind which you can hide yourselves. And if you are called to account, then also this need not worry you, because I am constantly around you, my servants on earth, and where the House Father himself is at work, no stranger will be allowed to venture into his area. Only I want to prepare you for it, so that you then do not become despondent when open hostilities are undertaken against you, because the work of my opponent does not let up until the end has come. And not only worldly power takes action against you, but also on the part of church organizations hostility is announced to you, because as long as these have no spiritually awakened leaders, they also more or less walk along in error and do not want to accept pure truth. And therefore they will attack those to whom I can express myself directly. For what is not known to them themselves they also do not believe, and they are also not willing to depart from their error and accept the pure truth instead. So they will also attack the bearers of truth and announce enmity to them. Because every error is work of my opponent, and who now represents error, He also belongs to it and will never allow pure truth to apply. And the fight of darkness against the light will always become fiercer the closer the end is. But you, my servants, will always have the strength to endure until the end, because I will fight with you myself, and the victory will be ours. Amen.